Since the pandemic shook up the economy, many people across the country are choosing to become their own bosses. And that is especially true in Northern Nevada, where a growing number of entrepreneurs are not only forming their own businesses, they're working to tackle issues brought on by the pandemic. Caleb Radel of member station KUNR has the story.
It's a Friday afternoon, and Tristan Houston is walking into a pharmacy in downtown Reno.
So, Mary was looking for some hot Cheetos. We're going to grab those off the shelf here.
He's buying the items for a customer who lives near the University of Nevada, Reno campus. Houston and Derek Sorensen are co-founders of Vistro, a food and drink order and delivery platform. They initially developed this service at the onset of the pandemic to give local restaurants an alternative to major delivery brands like DoorDash. They wanted to help restaurants make money after the pandemic shut down indoor dining. But they've now pivoted to delivering consumer packaged goods, focusing on college students.
Like trying to accommodate students for everything they need. So whether it's, you know, an energy drink in the morning or some Tylenol in the morning or, you know, pizza and some ranch at night.
Their service is catching on. Vistro has more than 400 returning customers and counting, and its business model is expanding. This summer, they plan to open a delivery-only establishment in Reno that houses multiple restaurant brands. This concept is known as a ghost kitchen, a trend that has accelerated during COVID due to delivery demand and staffing shortages in the restaurant industry.
We really aim to provide, you know, low delivery fees, do really rapid delivery with in-house drivers, kind of just streamline the whole process and really take it to the next level for how food is not only being ordered, but also cooked and delivered.
So far, Vistro has raised $250,000 from friends and family to build their ghost kitchen. Houston says they're hoping to double that before launching. The company is one of many Nevada businesses that have launched during the pandemic. In fact, the Reno Sparks area has seen nearly 100 startups spring up over the past 2 years. Last year alone, area startups, big and small, raised $1.4 billion in funding. That's according to the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada. Mike Kazmierski is the agency's CEO.
That's outside money coming in to support the companies growing here. That's organic growth. So we're seeing the kinds of growth that really are important for the next generation and for the future of our economy.
Another new startup in the area is Loop, a pickup and delivery platform for people who need their vehicle serviced. Dawson Lamb, the founder and CEO, is behind the wheel of a customer's white Mercedes.
This customer is looking to take their vehicle to Mercedes-Benz of Reno. They're just looking to get a simple oil change and tire rotation. So what we're going to do...
Before the pandemic, Lamb was a busy college student juggling schoolwork and two jobs. So whenever his car was due to get a tune-up, he ran into the same roadblock. He didn't have the time. Lamb started brainstorming a business idea that would allow people to get their car serviced without leaving the house. And when the pandemic hit and people were told to stay home, he saw the need for such a service grow.
It opened up a door for us to really provide our services to customers, especially high-risk customers that needed a contactless, easy way to get their vehicle serviced.
Less than 2 years later, Loop has gained traction. It has more than 300 customers and is seeing its sales grow every month. This year, Lamb plans to expand his startup to Las Vegas.
I think there's a huge opportunity for us, and I think we've kind of hit on a gold mine here because the automotive service industry has been stagnant for so long without technology, and we're really able to introduce that into the market now.
More than ever, people like Lamb are trying to carve out a niche in an existing industry. In fact, nationwide, the U.S. Census reports nearly 5.4 million applications were filed to form new businesses last year. That's the most of any year on record and a 53% increase compared to pre-pandemic levels. Nevada ranks among the top dozen states on that front. Grace Chu is the director of UNR's Innovation Center, a startup incubator. She says Reno Sparks in particular has become increasingly attractive to entrepreneurs over the past 2 years. She points to the high quality of life and lower costs of doing business compared to other metro areas.
Reno is now on the map for many entrepreneurs. And I think our challenge is how do we grow, but trying to keep the cost down so that we don't end up having a really high cost structure because, you know, we do have competition like places like Austin, Texas.
Chu says that's why Northern Nevada needs more investors, infrastructure, and talent to not only build startups, but keep them here as they grow. For Here and Now, I'm Caleb Bradle.